Jack.
Jack Radio.
Welcome to Jack Radio Online. My name is Davla Caffrey, and today I'm going to be bringing you our coverage on more of Brisbane's gay community and events. The Big Queer Debate took place in Brisbane on the 3rd of September. As one of the many events that helped kick off the 22nd Brisbane Pride Festival, the debate was held at the popular gay pub, the Sportsman's Hotel, in Spring Hill, known affectionately by its regular patrons as Sporties. As an interesting aside for knowledge buffs, Sporties Hotel is the only fully gay owned and operated bar in Brisbane. The GQD covered one topic, it's time for marriage equality. This topic was made all the more poignant by the fact that earlier that week, Tasmania's lower house in Parliament had passed a same-sex marriage bill. Unfortunately, this bill was not passed, but it certainly added a sense of importance about what was being argued that evening. Due to personal reasons of the negative team, we were unable to get permission to record the arguments of the team fighting against gay marriage. However, we are able to bring you the highlights of the arguments of the team debating in favour of legalising gay marriage in Australia. If you aren't familiar with the reasoning behind the fight for marriage equality, it's a great way to get informed while still being entertained. Here they are.
I want to quote a case from the US Supreme Court, Loving versus Virginia. It was a landmark civil rights case. To paraphrase, basically, the US Supreme Court said, black can marry white. To not allow this is unconstitutional. It was quashed and overturned. In closing, I would like to say, same-sex marriage equality is very important. I speak here before you tonight as not a second-class citizen. There is no pride to be had in being a second-class citizen. My gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual, intersex, and queer brothers and sisters, we are all first-class citizens. We are police officers, paramedics, doctors, judges, magistrates, social workers, political activists, political and community advocates, to the Australian Defence Force personnel, we are with you as well.
White women in Australia were the second white women in the world who had the right to vote, and we are proud of that. That's a really amazing thing. Why can't we take the lead on gay marriage and say the same thing? At one point we led the world, let's take the power back and do the same thing. You know what, marriage might be a really flawed, damaged institution, but at the end of the day, let's give ourselves the power to take that institution and do what we will with it. Don't tell us that we can't have it. Give us the chance to have that opportunity and make those decisions. And I think that allowing gays into that institution will make it a much more open and progressive institution than it currently is. I think that you can't exclude people today. I think that you cannot say in modern Australia that certain people cannot have equal rights. We cannot be the same but different. Open it up, let us see what we can do with it, and who knows, something really amazing might happen. I really believe that this is going to be great.
Let's have the clapometer result for the negative team here. Okay, now can we have a clapometer result for the affirmative team here? That's too bloody hard. All right.
Please visit AustralianMarriageEquality.com to sign up to receive updates on the fight for marriage equality.